The title character in Haifa Al-Mansour's new film, Wajda, is a 10-year-old tomboy who wears black high-top sneakers and wants nothing more than to buy a bike, which may not sound like too unreasonable a request, except that she lives in Saudi Arabia. The movie itself is a work of many firsts. Not only is it the first film to be shot entirely in Saudi Arabia, but it's also the first feature made by a female Saudi filmmaker. It opens this Friday at the Angelica and Lincoln Plaza Cinemas, and I'm very pleased that it has brought its writer-director to our show today. Welcome to our show, Haifa Al-Mansour.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be here.
Did you feel a lot of pressure when you realized that you were making what would be the first full-length feature film to be shot in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, but it never hit me until we started the first shooting in Riyadh in Saudi. It was really it was a lot of pressure. It was very stressful to shoot in Saudi, and there was no infrastructure for film, and the culture is very conservative, is not used to film, and I wasn't able to be in the streets because the country is segregated, and I always had to be in a van when we are outdoors.
So you were directing from inside a van, sending other people out with your instructions through headsets?
I had a walkie-talkie, so I was screaming at everyone from the back of a van. So my voice was certainly heard.
Now, why do you think no other... You said Saudi Arabia is a conservative country, but still other conservative countries have had films, have film industries. Why do you think Saudi Arabia, which is not the poorest country in the world, hasn't had a feature film until now?
Yeah, I think because public exhibition of film is not allowed in Saudi. We don't have movie theaters, and so the industry never picked up. We have a big TV, TV drama and TV series are really huge in Saudi, and Reem Abdullah, who acted in The Mother, is a big star in Saudi. A film never picked up because of that, I think.
Although I'm sure people watch DVDs in their homes.
I watched a lot of DVDs growing up. I grew up in a small town in Saudi, and I watched all American blockbusters, Snow White and Jackie Chan and all that when I was little.
So is that how you learned to make films?
I fell in love with them, with film through that. But making films is different. I did my master in film later on in life. But I learned more by doing my shorts and just carrying a camera and starting doing stuff.
And this isn't your first film. You've done three short films as well as a documentary called Women Without Shadows. Mm-hmm. Who's your audience for that if you can't show them in theaters?
That is one of the reasons I wanted. Yeah, my audience should be Saudis. But because we don't have movie theaters and we don't have unlimited distribution for film in the Middle East, for Saudi films or anything coming out of Egypt, which is the mainstream, I wanted a co-production. So I co-produced with Germany. Although in Saudi we have a lot of money, so the co-production is more to open markets beyond Saudi Arabia, beyond the Middle East.
This is seen as an export product?
No, I don't think it's an export product. It is more, but as an artist, you want to have a venue for your film. And I felt it will put pressure on the more traditional markets in the Middle East, like in Dubai, or to open them up and make them accept film coming from Saudi.
It is a problem in some of the cultures of the Middle East. In Iran, where some very famous filmmakers have made films over the years and gotten international acclaim, the country is split because they're very proud of all the prizes at the Cannes Film Festival. At the same time, very upset by the films that are being made, and a few of those filmmakers are now living in self-imposed exile.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in self-imposed exile. I want to work within the system. For me, it's very important to be heard back home. It is very. I made this film hoping that it will inspire women in Saudi Arabia to embrace their potential, move ahead, never give up to a very, very crucial and very difficult circumstances sometimes they live in. So for me, it is very important to. It is a more way limited space, but. It is more meaningful for me to work from within home.
Although this film does have a kind of a subversive message.
Well, I try to bring a slice of life in Saudi and have people make their own judgment. I wasn't trying to be judgmental, but yeah, people read it differently.
What about the three short films that you've done, the documentary? Mm-hmm. What were they about?
My documentary was about I went back to my hometown and tried to trace women, and just like more of about how the oil boom and how the country became very rich, and with urbanization and people and women especially leaving their hometowns and moving into like cities and at the same time there was a lot of literature like in conservative literature and interpretation of religion all based on excluding women from the public space. And I was amazed to see women older than me, like my mother's generation, who are very mature, although they are not educated, but they're very mature and they are very, they have confidence. And women my age, and I grew up when Saudi Arabia is very conservative in that phase, they're very shy and scared of the world. And women younger who grew up on the internet and all that are very feisty, and they want, like Wajda, they want to pursue their dreams, and they won't take no for an answer. So it's amazing to see how the political and economic system changes in Saudi impacted women.
My guest is Haifa Al-Mansour. She's the writer and director of a film called Wajda that opens this Friday at the Angelica and the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas. And at one point in the movie, along the lines of what you were just saying, Wajda is reprimanded for speaking up and is told a woman's voice is her nakedness. How typical is that viewpoint in Saudi Arabia?
Saudi is very conservative and very tribal, and a lot of people think women should exist in privacy, should not be seen in public, and should dress in a certain way, and all that. And I think these ideas are changing, and Saudi is opening up, and there's chances, but it's still at heart there is a lot of conservatism when it comes to women.
Someday you may even be able to drive your own car.
Hopefully.
The film shows a lot of restrictions that women have to live under, some that may come as a surprise to Westerners, like girls can't play in an area where men can see them.
It is a segregated society. Men and women should not mix and should not see each other without women being veiled and covered and all that.
So they were just playing in a schoolyard.
Yeah, it's still like it's a female space. But what I wanted to show in the film is not like only that. I wanted to show the spirit of surviving, the spirit of change and moving ahead and not giving up to this limiting culture around us. And I think women should believe in themselves and never give up and inspire to maintain their dignity and move ahead with them, to pursue their dreams.
Well, in this case, this girl's dream is just to be able to ride a bicycle as fast as the boys do.
Maybe faster.
and it's said that would compromise her virtue. Why would it compromise her virtue? Is it the bicycle seat that becomes the problem in some people's
maybe
minds?
Some people see it that way, but also because outdoors activities are not allowed for women. And if you want to be accepted and become like a respected woman, you have to abide by all those social conduct codes, and you have to always be within them. Once you step outside, you are an outcast. And of course, women don't be, because it's a vicious place for women to be in.
Now, you said that television is still very big. Mm-hmm. Are people watching only Saudi television, or can you also watch Al Jazeera and television from Egypt?
Satellite is big. You can watch everything. And like there are very big TV stations, private stations that like they show drama and TV and all that, songs and pop culture is very big in Saudi.
Is there censorship? I imagine there's censorship. Did you have to deal with censors in working out this film?
We had to submit the script to be approved. And I tried to write a script that maintains my voice as a filmmaker on all what I want to say, but respects the culture and passes that. And we get approval to film. And I was so happy when we got that paper that we can film in Saudi. That was a really good day.
How did you wind up casting the girl who played Wajda? She's just a natural.
Oh yeah, she's amazing. She's very cool. I had German producers, I told you, right? And in Saudi, nothing is according to plan. It was 1 week before a principal shooting and we didn't find our cast and they were just panicking. And I told them just to relax. And
You knew you'd go to television for much of your cast. These are all Saudi actors?
Yes, all Saudi actors. Then we relied a lot on the word of mouth, and Wajda Mohammed came in, and she came in just like with messy hair, and she didn't care. And I liked that spirit of her. I wrote the script a lot, inspired by my niece, who's like that, who's like feisty, and she has a great sense of humor and a hustler. And when she came in, I found a little bit of that, of my niece's spirit in her, and And she has this amazing voice, and the film has a little bit of singing and reciting the Quran, and her voice is just like vulnerable and it's still very powerful.
Wajda's mother is worried that her husband will marry another wife because she hasn't borne him a son. Are Saudis unaware that it's the man who determines whether a child is male or female?
I don't know. We should go on a survey. I think that would be surprising, the answer.
Maybe it could be published in a newspaper and it would solve a lot of problems, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know.
So how many, well, you can have as many wives as you can afford?
Four.
Uh-huh.
Four, only up to four.
Yeah, but this does become an economic issue, doesn't it?
It is becoming an economic issue, and a lot of people don't want to take more than one wife, but it is accepted still. And for me, to bring a subject like polygamy, I know people feel passionate because the religion is allowing it, and like it is allowed by the country, but I think it is very important to bring a story like that. Like, we should not go for polygamy because it's allowed, because marriage is about companionship, about love, and about two people coming together and breaking that sacred kind of relationship, whether it's allowed or not. That is what is most important.
You shot the film in the outskirts of Riyadh?
Yes.
Would it have been different if you'd shot it in the center of the city, which is a modern city?
Oh, no, it was like we shot some part of it in the middle of the city. We shot all around Riyadh, but... it has a little bit of infrastructure for film, not film, but because there is a lot of TV and they do a lot of TV dramas and series, which is a little bit different than making a film.
But the actors are wonderful, especially the woman who plays Wajda's mother.
Yeah, Reem Abdullah is a big star, and she did an amazing job. And for her to accept this job was like a little bit like she was like, because she's big and TV and established, and film in Saudi is non-existent. She was like, it's almost a step down for her. She was like reconsidering, yeah.
Have you inspired other women to make films?
Yeah, I think there are coming female filmmakers from Saudi and also male filmmakers. It is, I think, the important in the problem in Saudi that they don't know what to do with their films or how to finance it, where to get it. And I hope this film will give them a little bit of an example.
And then where would it be exhibited? Can it be shown on television? Because there are no theaters.
Oh, yeah, definitely it will be. We try to exhibit in like cultural centers and all around. And we sold tickets and all that just to make a little bit of... to give the flavor of what film is as a cultural event. But, yeah, it will be definitely on DVD and on...
And what has the response been so far?
Mixed, of course.
Like some people are outraged.
Yeah, how dare that woman make a film. But there are a lot of people who are supportive and really want to see more of that.
Well, your English is fabulous. So obviously you studied filmmaking in this country or some other English-speaking country?
Oh, no, I studied my bachelor's degree at the American University in Cairo, but I failed all my classes. I was on probation. I did not understand, speak a word of English when I went there, and it was an amazing experience. And I did my master in Sydney. Uh-huh. I don't have a Sydney
No, you don't have an Australian accent.
No, I tried. It didn't work out. American's easier.
Well, good luck with this film. And I assume that this is now has led to other film projects.
Yeah, hopefully.
You will find it easy to get financing once this film was shown.
Yeah.
And the film is Wajda, Wadjda. That's the name of the little girl at the center of the film. Directed and written by Haifa Al-Mansour. It opens this Friday at the Angelica and the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas. And I hope you've inspired some filmmakers in other countries where it's hard for women to make movies.
I hope so. I hope. Power to women.